Good morning. I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. It should be warm and toasty sunny, or it should be sunny and toasty warm, to correct myself, all over North America, and actually a better part of the globe at this point, with summer completely underway. And there are a few people I've spoken to in the last week who are like, yeah, I got up to 52 today. But everybody else is enjoying a wonderful summer, I take it. Had a wonderful 4th of July, and so on. Joy Harten is one of the people right now in Nikken, around the globe, in the 40-some countries where we're doing business, that literally is making, getting her name known. She, just a little bit about her, she is one of only three recipients of the Eagle Award, which is a prestigious award that Ken and Donna Hankins have given out for the last, I want to say 12, 15 years, and there's only been three people outside of North America that have received that, and Joy is one of them, and she's been with Nikken for, well, it was about 8 years now, and developed the serious take-no-prisoners attitude of, I present this, we give them the option of seeing what it's all about, and then we follow up, and we follow up, and we follow up some more. And when that takes place, they get the opportunity to join, or, you know, I guess they can always bow out. And she's got an incredible team of people that last month generated a huge amount of volume on the last day of the month, and it was quite exhilarating to read about that. But what Joy didn't know until yesterday afternoon, or yesterday morning, I believe it was, that she is the newest member of the President's Club around the Nikken Global Circuit, and that just happened as of yesterday on a corporate conference call for Nikken Australia, so that's a big to-do as well. She's a big proponent, excuse me, of Nikken's incentives, and that the 21 Club, the Paragon Award, anything that Nikken introduces, Joy is there, which is what we should all be doing. Does a lot of rollouts on a regular basis. So those of us who have not been continuing to do rollouts as of lately, well, shame on us, because it needs to happen. So, Joy, if you're on the line, I'd love to have you speak up, and we could start our conversation, but I don't hear you at all. So, gang, hang tight. I'm going to put the line on pause here for a sec, and actually, I'll yield the call to my mom or any of the other wonderful people out there that have the host code, and if you want to jump back on and create conversation in my absence, I'm going to give Joy a call and see if we can't get her on the line. So hang on 1 second, folks, and I'll be right back.
Well, good morning to all of you from Shar Rogers. I'm here in upstate New York with my husband, Danny. If you guys don't know that already, I heard somebody identify themselves from New York, and I was thinking to myself, I wish I knew who that was. And so anybody that's in the New York area, I am going to give my email. I won't guarantee that you'll hear back from me immediately, because we're actually packing up to go back to Oregon as I speak. But our web, or our email, is Danny Char, our first name, D-E-N-N-Y-C-H-A-R, at comcast.net. And if you're in the New York area or in the general vicinity back here, we'd sure like to know about it for the next time we're back here, which will be probably not all that long. We have a bed and breakfast that we're turning into a wellness bed and breakfast, and so we are very excited about what is happening in this area. We're breaking new ground, I guess is what we can say. At least that's our current plan. So we always live, I think, to some degree on the edge of doing different and unusual things, and this has been one of them. And so we feel very, very privileged to have Nikken as our source for backing us on these ventures that that we do. When I say that, I mean we are independent. We have the freedom in our life. And is anybody else on this line with me?
Well, now I'm back, and I have with me Joy Horton. So, Mom just brought up a subject that I'm going to guess is going to segue right into where we're going. And, Joy, you get the privilege of having two hosts, and I'm going to yield the call at any given point where if I miss something, I'm going to have my mom, Shar Rogers, who is also my sponsor, my parents, Denny and Shar. And so, Joy, we're gonna rock and roll. I gave you a big intro already. So those who are on the call live got to hear that, and those who are listening via recording are going to get a little jarbled here. But I just laid it on really thick, and I didn't make up any, I didn't exaggerate anything, I promise.
And, very well. But I didn't hear it, so I can't check on that.
So first of all, the thing I do want to acknowledge so your ears can hear it, so that what we've already got to enjoy, is congratulations on your entrance into the President's Club.
Thank you very much. I was surprised myself, and very happy to hear that news this morning.
Well, and for those of us who have forgotten what the President's Club, what it takes to get in, establish yourself as a platinum wellness consultant and maintain that position as being paid as a platinum for 6 consecutive months, and that's kind of tough to do. And, if it was a perfect world, and we built our businesses solid, it wouldn't be so difficult at all. But maintaining 6 qualified silvers or 3 qualified golds, life happens and team members have to do different things, so congratulations to Joy. So, Joy, let's go all the way back, if we can. Most of the people on the call have read your story of your neighbor and this miracle man named Mac McDonald, who came from Tacoma, Washington, with his wife for a wedding. And while they were there, they somehow found out about your neighbor, and I believe his name was Tom. And what's interesting about the natural human heart is that when we hear about someone that either, a close neighbor or anyone that we know that's going through a crisis of life, we tend to get concerned. And so tell us about what was, from your angle, you hear about your neighbor who had some complications and life was going downhill fast. And
it was, because the doctors had said, Now is the time to amputate your legs. And they actually said, we'll amputate your legs to save your life. Now, that sounded like a pretty mixed up story to me. But we believed it. We went ahead to give sympathy to Tom and his wife, and were really surprised and thought it was a bit of a joke. The night he said, oh, there's a man coming out tomorrow. He thinks he can help me. We asked a lot of questions and joked about what he would do. And I said, I'll be by tomorrow to see what he did. So I called in, and that's where I was first introduced to what I thought were innocuous looking insoles, but they also looked like they were hard, they were black, and there they were sitting under his feet in the wheelchair. And I didn't think they could possibly do any good, but I called in each day, and on about the sixth day, that man answered the door. Now, by then, I was after answers, and he didn't have any answers. So I asked him to give me a call when Mac came back. And sure enough, Mac turned up to get his insoles, and he must have been surprised, too, to see Tom walking, but they rang me up and said, come round and talk to this man now. He'll tell you all the answers. So that was my first introduction to Niken, and fortunately it was only a few months after Niken had opened in Australia.
Okay, so Joy, I have to ask the question specifically because we can't make any medical claims with Niken's product because every single reaction that somebody has with them, and 99% of the time they're all positive, and even if it increases the activity of the body to a point where it might increase the discomfort or the pain level or the agony level, we know something's working because it created a reaction. That being said, not making medical claims, what was it specifically that your neighbor Tom was dealing with or had happened to leave him in the situation of, you know, confined to a wheelchair and facing amputation?
He had had a knee replacement in hospital, and that was about a year before. And I'd watched him deteriorate over that year. Now, we had no idea at the time what it was, but later on, when they took a swab from his finger, they said, oh, I see, you've got staph. And they made sure that they told him this did not come from the hospital. And it made us all laugh.
Of course, because that's just a bonus freebie that some of us get to enjoy as a result of going ahead and paying for an expensive surgery and then getting discharged. And then, oh, by the way, you get the kind of the bonus package or the freebie. And
so the nurses all laugh whenever we told them, but he didn't get in hospital. The nurses just laughed. But it was that that had caused the, I guess, peripheral neuropathy in his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd watched him deteriorate for 8 months. Then they put him in a wheelchair, and they told him, you know, we'll treat you and maybe you'll get better. But his treatment didn't seem to help. And after 4 months of being in the wheelchair, so there's a year in all, they said, we'll amputate your legs to save your life. I often said to Tom, I'm glad you were going to have your legs amputated because I would never have seen Negan except for that.
Now, I am curious as well as when you saw that, you're not a, as we call here in the States, you're not a spring chicken. You're,
mm-hmm.
you're well-seasoned, and I were you looking for a business opportunity at this stage of your life?
Oh, no.
No.
No. In fact, the word business never would have appealed to me. But when Max said, would you like to buy, when I agreed to buy a few products, and I wanted to get them before Mac left for the States because we in Australia didn't know anything about it, certainly in this area. So I had to sort of clinched the deal before he left. So I bought a few things, but he said, would you like to buy that retail or wholesale? And I thought, what kind of dumb question is that? We women always buy things wholesale. So I said, wholesale, of course. What does that mean? And he said, oh, that means that you can be a member and do a business. And I thought, oh, business. Oh, no. So I actually said, If I join up, I don't expect I will ever sell anything. Please don't expect me to, because I didn't want to fall out with my neighbours. They were also going to join, of course, to get hold of these products that had helped Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, don't expect me to sell anything. I'm only doing this to get my things. And they said, oh, that's fine. We don't know what we're going to do yet. So as a result of that, I got a few things, but what's the use of having them if you don't try them on people?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried them on people, and people I knew. And I always think, maybe you can't go to family. They are suspicious of you, and maybe familiarity breeds contempt. But with friends who know you, that's who I went to, because they trusted me, and I knew that they had some challenges. If I try these things on you and they work, then I'm going to know for sure. So that's
now,
what I did. I went to friends first.
Joy, what was it that you were looking for? I mean, did you yourself have a chronic experience, or were you, I guess, second-guessing that, and you were looking for something for sure that this is a viable business, or this is something I really want to do, or what was it that you were really looking for?
I was looking for help for other people. I'd always wanted to help other people. And I did have people in my home over the years that I'd had there so I could help them. So when I saw this, I thought, oh, wow, I know lots of people. This would help. All I've got to do is check it out. Now, I wasn't looking for a business. I wasn't looking to make money. But as soon as I found there were products here that fulfilled people's needs and answered their questions, then I saw the possibility of making money. And then I thought, this is actually something that I'd prayed for a few months before, a way of earning money. But I hadn't seen it in this form. And I didn't like that kind of marketing in the beginning. That was really what turned me off. I felt that this would be a load on my shoulders too great to carry. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I saw the products work, then this was no problem at all. I just showed people, and then I offered it to them, and then they wanted to get hold of things for themselves. And that hasn't stopped. Earlier tonight, I've just been home for a couple of hours now. Before that, I was at a meeting of another company, and I was there for one purpose only, to fulfill the needs of those people where the gaps are in their what they can provide for people. And I have seven people who want to talk in the next 3 days about these products.
So you were going over to another camp to kind of recruit them back this way, in other words.
Well, or to provide their needs. If they keep going with what they're doing, that won't bother me. I went there to provide because there are great gaps in... Niken is a total wellness company, and in that I see it's unique. When I look at other companies and their products, they have a tiny little niche. Maybe they can help you so much. But with Niken, it can help you right across the board. So it even fulfills the financial need. And that's there, it appears, no matter how old you are.
Oh, exactly. Now, Joy, speaking of that, you brought it up. You said you were actually praying for something to make money. What is your occupational background? I didn't even ask that.
Many years ago, I was a high school teacher. And then... I had a lot of children. I had six of my own children. When they got into, well, they were not quite teenagers, the younger ones, when my husband and I decided that we would take in and foster teenage children who'd fallen on hard times and were either expelled from school, had gone through the courts. We didn't quite go to the streets for homeless ones, but we had a mandate from the government to take in delinquent teenagers. So we did that. That went on for a few years, and then when my children grew up, at that point I was beginning to think, well, I thought volunteering was a pretty poor second to do it, to having a good focus, and anyone can do that. And I really wanted something that could exercise my brain, challenge me, move into a new field perhaps. But I did need to earn money. I had children working overseas. I felt with phone calls and visiting, I really needed to have an income. And I didn't at first see Niken as the answer to that. It was outside my territory to do that kind of marketing or to market anything. But the teaching part of Niken appealed to me, and so that's where I found my fulfillment now and my focus.
So let me ask you this question. Looking back over the last, it's been, what, 8 years, right, you've been in Niken?
Yes.
And as a President's Club member, you obviously know a few things, as you just alluded to, the teaching aspect of it, of being able to introduce Niken to other people and then asking them the question of what. I kind of cheated here because Mac and I communicated this week, and he said, you know, one of the many secrets of Joy Horton is that she sees people, she then follows up again, and then finally follows up one more time if it takes that, and you
mm-hmm.
simply like to ask the question, how do you want to get started?
That's right. When Mac said to me, many times I would ring and say, I'm about to go and see someone. What do you think I should say? And he would give me some lines and some sentences, and, you know, I sorted through those and saw how I could go. But the line I really picked up on, that I really enjoyed, was, so how would you like to get started? That one never gives offense. And it demands an answer. And it's not a yes-no answer.
Mm-hmm.
It demands a decision, and I don't mind how tentative that decision is. I don't mind whether it's a
Well, I really don't know. I'm just so long as there's an answer there, then we can talk and help those people through to a decision that they would really like to make.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And, you know, in looking back over that, now, obviously, you can't get to where you're at just by mistake. I mean, you can't base it all on product sales. It would be great if we, you know, could go all the way to the top in NECAN and generate a nice six-figure annual income. And we have people that generate a lot of retail sales. And do that. However, for the as you said, that kind of marketing for network marketing to really work, it's based on duplicating our vision and encouraging other people to grab their own vision and generating that residual activity, that residual volume, thus it turns into residual income. That takes developing core passion in other people. Tell us about the people that you've got on your team and a little bit about them and what was the connection with these people that were family or friends? Actually, probably none of them were family since you decided not to talk to family. But what do you see are some of their strengths? And were you looking for them or did they find you or a little of both? Or, I mean, that's kind of a big can of worms to open up just talking about your team. But it also, at the same time, it allows us, as we continue down the NECAN highway, to say what are the people that Joy found? What were you exactly looking for in your people?
Well, on account of the fact that when I met NECAN and was amazed at the products and could not deny that these products were very beneficial to Tom and in fact had saved his legs and therefore his life, I did know that there was something here of value, but I didn't want to go to my family. I thought they would, as they did when they first knew, oh, Mum, come on, don't tell us that. If this were any good, we would know about it. We're in the system. Now, you're not. You're outside the system, so if you found that can't work. But I did try it on the people who got a benefit, did believe it, and although not all of those became members, what I found was that the product results could not be denied. I do have two of my six children, silver distributors now, but they didn't join for a couple of years. I at first went to people who had a physical need, and many of those did join the same way as I became a member, just so I would get things cheaper. And I've heard other people say it, other mentors on CDs, that it's usually the first people who join up are actually not going to always be your real runners. But as time went on, I began to broaden out from the local area, and I have found people in country areas in Australia who have become very good business builders, are very driven, and because they come from towns that have only got a few thousand people in them, those people know the distributors, they trust them, they listen to them, and almost they can call up favours. I want you to look at this. The people will. And they're amazed at what they see. So several of those have joined and actually become my real business builders. But because I didn't at first want to build a business, just because someone isn't turned on by the idea of the business doesn't faze me one bit, because I say, well, I wouldn't have picked me, so maybe some of those people will come forward too when they see the benefits.
Now on that note, Joy, we've been talking now for almost 20 minutes and you have still not said anything about what the products did for you. We've talked about your neighbor Tom quite a few times and other people and their results. What did NECAN's technologies do for Joy Horton?
Well, I did have a neck that crunched. When I turned my neck, I felt the whole world could hear the crunching of the neck. And I thought to myself, very unscientifically, I'm sure that's rubbing the bone away, and I don't want to end up old and crippled, So when I saw Tom's leg saved, I said to Mac, I do have a neck that's a problem. And he said, well, a necklace will help. Well, I thought he was right about the insoles of Tom, so maybe he knew something about necks. So I did that. And I did find the necklace stopped my neck crunching in a few days.
Now,
but apart
from that,
I had to try things to know what they did, but I didn't have a dramatic product result with anything. But I went on, I bought a car seat next, and I was sitting on it in the car, travelling long distances on another matter, and noticing that I got very tired, and I would stop often, and it took me twice as long to get home as it should have. When I got a car seat, I could drive without stopping. But when I put that on the seat of another woman who asked to borrow it, and I was sitting with her, in that hour she wanted to buy my car seat. And I said, why? Thinking, well, I haven't had a dramatic result. And she told me, I have cancer, and I've lost my lymph glands, and at this time of day all the fluid gathers tight in my back, and sitting on your car seat has dispersed that fluid. So I'd like to buy it.
Mm.
Wow, so I started to learn from everyone I tried the products on what the products did. And I would have had no idea if I'd just gone on my personal experience. They were good, they were comfortable, the sleep system rolled back that aging process and sort of loosened your legs up and you could jump out of bed of a morning as I did when I was a younger mother. So that was good. But it wasn't life-changing. But when other people slept on it and told me a dramatic story, then I realised, well, if it's doing that for you, it's doing the same for me. It's just that I haven't noticed the difference the same as you.
Sure.
So I went to other people, and what I find almost as a little challenge is to put someone on a sleep system and then find out what they feel,
mm-hmm.
because it's always different.
Now, speaking of that, the two things that just popped in my head is, the first one is that what you just described kind of discredits the whole statement that, you know, we've all heard, and if we've heard it once, we've heard it, you know, a dozen, 100 times, is that, you know, if these products work for me, I can sell them to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, Joy, you and I, and you didn't know this, but I never had a great, fabulous product experience either back in the beginning, and it wasn't until the last couple of years that I actually started telling people about some of the experiences that our family has enjoyed, as far as my wife and our two daughters. But I always told about my grandmother, who was in her 70s, who avoided having a knee replacement as a result of, you know, utilizing just the insoles and a couple of the minis. And that's what opened my eyes to the whole thing. It wasn't anything that I felt. It wasn't based on anything that I had experienced. And you're saying the same thing, that if we can use the credibility of other people, and especially someone, and that's I guess what we would call an aha, that someone would say, you know, I have cancer, and, you know, what usually happens at this time of day is da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, that's a huge, huge ordeal. And it's fun to have that, you know, the split second somebody has, their first experience with the products, just like doing an energy test or a kinesiology test with someone. But you said when you get somebody on the sleep system, and I know you do a lot of rollouts.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, I don't know anything about that rollout thing. That looks kind of funny, or, you know, people are going to get the wrong impression that I'm standing over their back. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Mm.
However, it's a proven fact that somebody who wants to be successful in Meekin, it's like you can't go wrong making people feel bad. I mean, feel good. Because nobody's ever rolled over on me. I would doubt they rolled over on you after you're finished and said, you know, I hate you, Joy Horton. That was a terrible experience. Why'd you do that to me? It doesn't happen, does it?
Oh, no. In fact, the thing I love that I've talked to myself so often about this, when I leave a place, and people say to me, thank you for coming. That's been a very interesting afternoon. Now, do I feel good about the business I'm in? Yes. And I love the fact that people thank me. I love the fact that people feel better. I love the fact that they've got a smile on their face And they're even saying maybe to their spouse or somebody else there, that was very interesting, wasn't it? Oh, I feel really good about maybe one person's moving their arm and saying that feels good. But there's always big smiles, and often they're much bigger smiles than when I walked into the place. And so I think, this is a pretty good business to be in. I find I'm more excited about it than I was 8 years ago. And I came home tonight, driving home, thinking, this is a great business. I just love the way those people responded tonight. This is an answer to their needs. Now, sure, sometimes that's where the follow-up counts. Maybe they didn't all get excited and say, put my name down, please. I want to buy everything. But when I go back, then they've thought about it and go back in 24 hours. They've thought about it. They want something. And they've at least got a few words now they want to talk to you about. Now, what was it you were saying about so-and-so? They've already got their thoughts in order, and now they want to know a bit more.
And you, when you talk about that, again, using your own personal experience of saying, you know, I'm not really, I don't want to do this as a business because of your apprehensions of the network marketing style or the method of doing, you know, business as far as relationship marketing of products, I can't help but think there's a lot of us out there that are in that same, that mode that when, you know, you said, I don't want to do this as a business. And I can't, and knowing Mac McDonald and Pat Terry well enough, I would imagine they came back to you and said something like, you're right, you've already made the decision. You can't do it. And I watched this happen firsthand less than 24 hours ago with our 10-year-old as we're at the community pool, and she's trying over and over and over and over to dive, and she isn't quite getting it. Meanwhile, her little sister, after three or four attempts, mastered it, which is scary to me because I thought she was thinking gymnastics, and now I'm thinking maybe we could enroll her into a diving school. I don't know. We're just like wanting to get to the Olympics somehow through our kids. Aside from that, I watched her determination, and she said, I'm trying, Daddy, I'm trying. I just can't do it. And finally I looked at her, and I didn't want to say it because it's kind of harsh, but I said, you're right. You don't want to do it because you keep telling yourself you can't. When are you going to stop telling you that, telling your brain that, and fix your face, change your mindset, and actually do it? And I just stopped talking. And she kept doing it and kept doing it, and we watched the clock as it became near time to shut the pool down, and she ended up mastering it. Right at the very, very end, three times she did it, she still, and what was interesting, because she was so hard on herself, she actually couldn't see the success of it. But I can't help but think that with what you're doing, with people, because I'm sure you're coming across people who are just like yourself saying, I'm not interested in this in the business, but put me down for that. And we often can see in other people more than they can see in themselves. And I would imagine that happens with you quite often.
It does. I also have been told, in Niken, in network marketing and in the world at large, the statistics are always that not 100% of people who do join anything continue with it. And not 100% of people who say they'll come to a meeting come. Doesn't matter what the meeting is. And so the statistics are that not everybody who joins, unless you're extremely selective, is going to do the business. But everybody has an equal opportunity to, and some will see it, and some will do it, and certainly it became obvious to me after the first couple of months that if you helped people and you showed them what was out there that they had no inkling of, then that you had a chance of making money. And no one thinks that it's unethical to make money if you've helped people. And so I continue to do it, and I know this much. If you stay at a thing, you may be successful, but the only sure way to fail is to quit. So I continue to do what Mac and Pat have taught me. Go out and find people. Follow those people through until you've had a definite yes or no, and go find more people. Don't try to bring the dead to life, but go out and find the people maybe who will start moving, and then you help them in their process, progress.
I have to ask, it sometimes can go either way, but your neighbor Tom, did they join the business to just simply get the products, or did they share with other people, or whatever happened? I mean, that was your entrance in. I mean, if without your neighbor, then you wouldn't be where you're at today.
That's right. And for some months, he lived here. They were in a rented house. And so for some time, he lived here close, and I would drive past on my way home. If the lights were on, didn't matter how late it was, I'd call in and tell them who I'd seen today and what I'd done. And I don't know what they thought about that, because sometimes it was fairly late, but if the light was on, I'd call in and tell them, and we'd talk about it. But they moved away, and life took over in a different direction for them. When they moved quite a distance away, and so, you know, it became a thing then I had to do on my own. That was fine. I missed them at first, not being able to swap the stories and talk about it. But then when I had to do it on my own, I thought, well, there's only one thing to do it. I think I'd heard Dave Johnson and others say, if it's going to be, then it's up to me. So I thought, well, I can't fail. Going on a lifetime of experience doing other things, I'll just go out and tell the story as I know it. Mm. And then I've had good mentors in Mac and Pat, and that's really how I've learned the business. From CDs that I've bought in from Focus on Growth and Team Tools, and with Mac and Pat's help. And they're always on the line if I need help with three-way calls and with advice. Yeah. It's been a great help in my business. I always feel I've not had to do it on my own. I might have in this local area, but I'm not doing the business on my own.
Well, and that's the beauty of network marketing and of Nikan, and we've said this over and over, is you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself.
That's right. I found that to be so.
And being several time zones away and many, many, many miles from North America to the land down under, it's quite a distance. But I think that's the beauty of the opportunity that we have with Nikan, is that once you kind of get things rolling and you start to develop, as you have, your arsenal of stories, and yet I can't help but think you probably approach each person with the same exact mindset that, hey, let's see what this will do for you, rather than overwhelm them with all the stories that you know it's going to work.
Mm.
Because as you said yourself, I put this gal on this car seat and I was curious what happened to her because I hadn't really felt anything.
Mm.
Give people the opportunity to have their own experience, and so be it. And then you go from there. Joy, is there one thing, and I'm looking at the clock going, and I know that you're one that sometimes you are up late, and you're approaching 1 o'clock in the morning, which I really appreciate for us just getting started here in North America. Is there something that I've overlooked or something that I've missed that really, when you look back over your tenure with Nikan, that you would encourage people, regardless of what stage they're at, whether they're just on for a couple months getting started or they've been in this thing for 10, 12, 15 years, is there one little tidbit or nugget of truth that you would say that is your passion or your main form of success that has kept you going over these years?
I think it's possibly personality. Helps in keeping things going. If you attempted to give up and you allow yourself to give up in anything, then you will never know how good you could be. I have a son who, in study, always said 51% is 1% effort wasted. So he always said, I never know how good I could have been. I never really tried. So I don't know how good I could have been. Now, In the end, I know this, that talking to people is the answer to success, because you're going to hit on some people who are looking, and almost no matter what you say, they will become members and use the products and probably go and tell others. But in the beginning, I went to everything that was on. If I heard somebody was coming to talk about Negan, didn't matter how cold it was, how late it was, how difficult it was to find the place, I went to listen to what they said. And I know now that some of them weren't brilliant in what they said, but it was the repetition, it was hearing it over and over and over again, and seeing someone do an energy test. And in the end I worked out, oh, I could probably do that. So I did. So I really copied. I just copied what I heard and what I learned, and I just kept at it. And I never understand people actually giving up. To renew in Australia is $72. Mm-hmm. I never understand people not paying that $72. That could be the year that you become extremely successful. You're only looking for a couple of people who are going to work with you, and you're going to be successful. So I think the secret is always just never give up. Just stay in there so you keep your chances open of being successful. But the only way to fail ever is to give up and walk away and then be disappointed and say, well, it didn't work for me.
I like that. Keep your chances open.
Yes.
Because if we close the door, then we'll never know. You have a, as we call it here in the States, a personalized plate on your automobile.
Yes.
What's it say and why?
Oh, well, it just says Joy 246, and my children gave it to me. And I thought it was good. And I said, why the 246? And they said, well, that was just one that was offered to us. But there were two children, then there were four, then there were six. So I said, oh, that's good. It means I can't drive badly, because the whole world knows. We saw you, Joy. We know it was you. We saw the number plate. So I have to be careful. On my best behavior at all times.
It keeps you accountable.
Well, it does, and it's always full of a sleep system and car seats and all the equipment that you need. I never travel without it.
Well, much less would any professional in any occupation travel without their tools. That's obviously the case. And I found myself getting a haircut the other day, and I ran out the door, and I just threw on a pair of slip-on shoes, and I... As I'm standing there introducing this gal that I'd never met before, she tells me her story of it was really bad. And I look down and I'm realizing I don't have my insoles in. And normally I would have done an energy test right then. And I look down and I'm like, well, I've got a sports bracelet, but I don't like doing it. I want to go in with the arsenal. And I didn't have anything in my truck. And so I'm going back. She said, when the more we talked, I said, you know, simply, would you be open? And she said, I would be. What can you get me some? I would like to know about that, because of her specific condition. So it gave me the opportunity to follow up with another person who had that particular CD of that person's story, and I scheduled a rollout in 2 days, and so we'll go from there. But Joy, I want to say thank you, because I've written quite a few notes down here, and I'm going to be going over these in the next few days, and this has been a wealth of information, I know, for everybody that's listening in either live or via the recording. And will you be joining us in a few months in Dallas, Texas, for our convention, or will we have to wait until the 35-year celebration of Nikan to see you?
I'll have to see. I haven't caught up with what's on and where, but I'll have to see. I do know that in 6 hours' time, 6.5 hours' time, I'm all packed, ready to leave. I have to go to the bush tomorrow to go to a new town that I haven't been to, because I have somebody with a group of people together there for me to see. So I'll keep busy here, and I'll ask Mac and Pat what's on in the States and... But I should go over there and see.
Well, if, you know, I know we'd be selfish not to say it would be fun to see you, but we can always wait until the 35-year celebration at the International Convention to allow our team to, because I kind of cheated. I somehow got on the Australians email list, so I know exactly what you look like and a few of the other top wellness consultants there in your country. So, but we can wait. It's not a big deal. But again, thank you, Joyce, so much for staying up so late and depriving yourself of sleep before you go out to the bush. And hopefully we haven't got you so wired up that you won't be able to fall asleep. And I'm hoping so. But again,
thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be on the call and to talk with you.
All right. You have a wonderful night's sleep and the best of success. We'll look forward to seeing you in a few months, a few years down the Nikkan Highway.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.